Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Come September, there will be champagne times. For now, we have first chapters. Champagne Times, Lawrence Welk and His American Century, is the title of the forthcoming three-volume biography of Lawrence Welk. Advance orders available via the website of North Dakota State University Press. A beautiful boxed set, pretty pricey, likely to be a gift item, a keepsake, but worth reading cover to cover, to cover, to cover, to cover, to cover, for reasons I'll get into. Those with advance orders in already are reading the teaser, which abstracts the initial chapter of each volume, bound together as a slim paperback with the title, well, First Chapters. Thus the sampling of the content of the three volumes, the chapters being A North Dakota Farm Boy, 1903-14, Growing Up on the Homestead in Emmons County. A Tremendous Disquiet of Mind, 1945-48. Making Music for a Country in Transition Following World War II. Third, Swimming Against the Tide, 1964-65. Adapting to generational change, but holding fast to Welk values. Champagne Times. I've seen advance copies, and will say more on full release of the books, is not some puff-pop biography. This is assiduous scholarship by theologian-turned-biographer Lance Ritchie, president of the University of St. Francis, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'll say two things about Lance as the man to tell the story of Welk. First, there's a reason Lance recently ascended to a college presidency, and it is not the sort of transactional politics that too often characterize higher education today. The reason is character. Biographer and subject align, as Lance details how Lawrence, by no means a perfect person, nevertheless remains true to his cultural values. Champagne Times exposes no sordid side to Lawrence Welk, because there isn't any. Second, I know from interacting with Lance and his wife Carol over the past few years that they exemplify the importance of a supportive partner with skills. I have observed Lance benefiting not only from Carol's encouragement, but also from her considerable research proficiency. The hard evidence is in the footnotes. Champagne Times is a cultural capital investment in the state of North Dakota and the region of the Great Plains. Now, here are three reasons for this investment. First, Lawrence Welk, a titan of network television, is the most salient North Dakota figure in the history of American popular culture. Argue with me if you will, but I think you will lose. Second, I think, too, this is the most substantial multi-volume biography of any personage of the Great Plains since Dick Lowett's three-volume biography of George Norris, the father of public power, a half century ago. Third, there has never been, in the history of North Dakota, a scholarly publication project of the weight and authority of this one. Again, argue with me if you want. It'll be fun. Over the year, digest this work. Then we should talk about how we can use this capital to fortify the culture and prosperity of North Dakota.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.